start for your team today? Really looked a little different than the Bakersfield game because they peppered you guys with a lot of shots. It looked like, especially you obviously had the benefit of four power plays in that first period. But did you like the way your team came out with the energy level and the way they took it to Stockton?
Yeah, we the power play was moving the puck quick, and then we had some shots on net. But the 5-on-5 game was right. Chances were... We had 15 scoring chances in the first period, but 7 were coming from our 5-on-5 game. So it was a very good first period.
What can you say about the play of Mason Appleton? That was his 7th game winner for you out of 14 goals so far this season.
Well, he makes big plays, and he finds ways to get to the net at the right time. And so that's a good offensive read from him. Good shot from Logan. Good breakout on that play, and we carried the puck in the zone. And just there's when you score a goal, there's a combination of good actions, and that was one of them. And when same thing on the other side, when you get scored against, it's the combination of not so good decisions. So it's but for Mason Appleton, he's been scoring big goals for us.
You know, as you probably would expect, when you get a lot of power plays one way, you always expect the pendulum to switch back the other way, and that's what we started to see in that second period. They got a couple of power plays in a row, including a 5-on-3, very short. Yeah. But what did you think of your PK again? It seemed like the best chances for either team came to your team twice with Marco Dano breakaway and then the 2-on-1.
Well, we're not looking to we're not talking much about offense on our PK. We're there to kill, and it's been really good recently. We need that part of our game to be really good, and we want to be really aggressive when we can, and then sometimes it creates scoring chances for, but that's the byproduct of being aggressive and well prepared.
Well, speaking of being well prepared, you know, you have to expect, especially with that playoff mentality you guys have had, that they're not going to be 6-1 games or 7-2 games, like 1-0 games or 2-1 games are going to become more of the norm. So is this a good sort of example for your team just to show how tight a game can be, but what you can do when you have the lead and do all the right things?
Yeah, we've won quite a few games, the one goal game, and we feel quite confident in those with that part of the game. There's a belief system in what we do, and I really enjoyed tonight the way we were still pressuring the puck, even though it was a one goal game. The last 5 minutes of the game, usually when you don't have much confidence, you're going to give time and space because you don't want to get beat one-on-one, but we still have real good pressure on the puck, and that tells me a lot about the team's confidence.
See guys like Ryan White after the whistle, usually, you know, if there's a little scrum, he's usually that guy who's kind of in the middle, kind of as a leader, you know, really setting the tone for his team. What do you think about when you see Mikael Burden being the guy who's getting slashed and then throwing some punches after a post-whistle scrum?
Well, he got bumped there. And the back of his head hit the post, and with the intensity of the game, and he's intense, and I don't like seeing that. That's not his job, and we're gonna talk to him about this. He played a great game, but again, we don't want him to be. He can stop the puck. That's his job number one. Job number two, he's pretty good at moving the puck. Now, being a guy that will be fighting is not one of his options.
Well, that's his 7th straight start now, second shutout of the season. His numbers are really good. His goals against, save percentage, really good. Just as a whole, since he's been sent, called back up to the Moose, what have you seen from him, and how much are you liking his game?
Well, he keeps getting faster. He looks big in the net, very confident early in the game, got the puck. And I'm talking about a goalie here. Got the puck and made a pass in the middle to our center with a lot of confidence, but he's really quick. Going from side to side, he's got a good glove. He's really quick to find the shooting lane. So there's a lot of good things going on. But I think his number one asset is his confidence in himself. 1-0, 3-2, doesn't bother him. He just plays with a lot of intensity, and his quickness is amazing. And it gives us an advantage just because of the way he moves the puck. But I really like his mindset. His mindset is he wants to play hockey, and he's got real passion for it.
You guys have 19 wins in your last 23 games here. How do you close this out with a big win in your final regular season home game tomorrow against Stockton?
Well, there's no magic recipe. We're going to watch a game. We're going to study the game, and we're going to come back tomorrow with a plan. And that's the easy part. The players got the tough part to bring it on the ice and then to do it. We see it as part of the process. We have one game here and then three on the road, and nothing is done. We're in a good position to make the playoffs, but we haven't clinched. So we're going to approach it like we did the whole year, is one shift at a time.
You can't dissuade the players from watching the standing or looking at the standings, but at the same time, there has to be that mentality that you guys just have to kind of want to go out there and win out and control your own destiny, especially with the position you put yourself in, with the having a better ROW than most of the other teams.
Yeah, I mean, the guys watch the standing for sure, but you look at it and everybody's playing for over 500 except for San Antonio. It's so tight and so hard to gain positions in that division. So we're in a good position right now, but again, we need to be ready for that game tomorrow.
It seemed like Marco Dano had a lion's share of chances tonight. How does a player keep from getting frustrated? Is that part of the group, or that's just him?
Well, you know what? He's first of all, he's getting those chances because he's working extremely hard. No, it's just a matter. I think for him, it's just to finish around the net. It's just a matter of confidence because he can shoot the puck. He's got good hands. So it's just. But he's. You know what? He's. He works so hard, and he's a real pro. He gets really mad when he doesn't score those goals, but he moves the next shift. You know, he has his mind reset, and he's ready to go. So very intense on the bench, very intense on the ice. He's a guy that is pushing the pace for our team, so it's going to come for him.
Just one more for you. You've talked about well-timed power play goals, but what about some of the other plays that are well-timed? Something like, I think Logan Stanley made a block in the third that was pretty big, or you don't want to enjoy it, but a goalie punch to keep your guys engaged in the game?
Well, I think the goalie punch, I don't think we need that, but we block key shots. You want your team to block a lot of shots for sure. When you're in the shooting lane, you want to block those shots. But there is, you're right, Logan Stanley, and we talk about this all the time with the players, and they know, because you see their reaction on the bench when a big defensive play has been made, when you're close to the bench and the guy is doing a good job at coming back to D zone, or D is having a good stick and taking away a passing lane, PK clearing the zone, after a good battle in the corner, the bench gets alive, and that's what we do, and that's the reason why we're having some success. It's because we're all chipping in.